It has been more than a year since we've had any musicians perform in our Furman Garner Performance Studio specifically for Ozarks at Large. But this week, we were delighted to host our first musical performance since before the pandemic. For several years now, Ashton Barbary has performed at a variety of venues throughout Northwest Arkansas. Now, she can add our front parking lot, our driveway, if you will, to her list of performed stages. She stopped by to talk with Ozarks at Large's Timothy Dennis about an upcoming performance she'll have in Fayetteville and to perform a couple of original songs for us.
I remember growing up, painting walls and skimming rocks, climbing fences and broken trees, behind the house where we used to be, falling down, learning how to breathe. Getting up, I've got grass stains on my knees. I'm getting tough now, like you won't believe. I'm getting up, I've got grass stains on my knees. I'm getting tough now, like you won't believe. Some days feel like I went astray. I'm walking roads, they're only getting me halfway. I'll turn around and seize the day, 'cause what I lost can't be replaced. I never took the easy way. Getting up, I've got grass stains on my knees. I'm getting tough now, like you won't believe. I'm getting up, I've got grass stains on my knees. I'm getting tough now, like you won't believe. You can see me now, I'm getting up. You can see me now, I'm getting tough. I'm getting up, I've got grass stains on my knees. I'm getting tough now, like you won't believe. Getting up, I've got grass stains on my knees. I'm getting tough now, like you won't believe.
That was excellent.
Thank you so much.
That was absolutely excellent. And this is a beautiful day. We're outside. Thank you for joining us outside. This is different for us, but it's not so different for you, is it? I mean, you've played outside before, right?
Yeah, I love being outside. We have the birds. We're 12 feet away in the parking lot. It's real cute.
So the pandemic started about a year ago. Mm-hmm. How did it really change your plans for music for 2020 whenever it hit 12 months ago?
So right when the pandemic hit, life as I knew it turned upside down, and I had to become really innovative on how I was spending my time. I mean, I was playing 5 or 6 shows a week and touring internationally. I had a big thing planned for June 2020 in Europe, and all of a sudden everything was canceled. So I started writing and teaching online and doing other parts of the music business that I should have been doing before, like making sure you have good branding online and up-to-date videos. It was a really good thing for me to change direction, I think.
So you're here with us today because you actually have some stuff coming up, right?
Yeah. So on March 19th, we're doing our first trio show since December 2019, or I guess, yeah, December 2019, at George's Majestic Lounge. And it's going to be like a real show. There's limited capacity and COVID precautions, so it will be a little different, but I think it'll feel just like a normal night. So
do you have anything special planned for that night since it's your first show in more than a year?
Yeah, so we're going to play, my friend Sarah Lothan is going to open up for us, which will be neat. And then we're going to play a lot of the songs off this new record that I've been writing and recording. So that'll be really exciting to let some people hear that.
So you've been working on this album. When are you planning on release it?
I'd like to release it later this summer, but I can't put a date on it until I have all 10 songs like on my computer. So I know that they could be released, but I'm hoping to be able to announce that soon. I will release it this year. We'll just see if it's early fall or late summer.
Still just working toward getting that finished product, yeah, though. Well, Ashton, thank you so much for taking some time with us. Do you have another song that you'd like to play for us?
Yeah, I could play one more. So that last one was called Grass Stains, and I co-wrote it over Facebook Messenger video with my friend Tom West in Australia.
Okay.
And this next song I was going to play, it's called The Great Forgiver, and I wrote it with my friend Willie Carlisle.
Oh, I love Willie.
Yeah, me too. I'll let you back in over and over. How much forgiveness do you need? I haven't buried nothing. I remember everything, mostly things that I don't want to see. My greatest strength is my greatest weakness. I'm starting over all the time. If you think you love me, then you don't know me. Trouble is, neither do I. When you're kissing all the girls out in Colorado, do you ever call them by my name? Or do you call them darling, or tell them that you love them? You wait to find your life rearranged. My greatest strength is my greatest weakness. I'm starting over all the time. If you think you love me, then you don't know me. The trouble is, neither do I. When you wake, if you look to the east, I'll be the wings upon the dawn. Great forgiver, but I remember everything, even when the best of us is gone. My greatest strength is my greatest weakness. I'm starting over all the time. If you think you love me, then you don't know. Trouble is, neither do I. My greatest strength is my greatest weakness. I'm starting over all the time. If you think you love me, then you don't know me. Trouble is, neither do I.
That was wonderful.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Ashton, for sharing a few minutes here in our driveway with us.
Absolutely.
We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
That was Ashton Barbary performing in our driveway. at the Carver Center for Public Radio earlier this week. She spoke with Ozarks at Large's Timothy Dennis. The Ashton Barbary Trio will perform March 19th, that's next Friday, at George's Majestic Lounge in Fayetteville. Doors at 8, music at 8:30, tickets are $10. You can find out more about the show at georgesmajesticlounge.com. And you can find out more about Ashton at ashtonbarbary.com. And if you're a band or musician interested in performing in our beautiful outdoor studio, following all COVID safety guidelines, let us know. Send an email to timothy@kuaf.com or to ozarksatlarge@gmail.com.